Thank you very much, Kevin. Very well done. All right. Mayor Jim Schwantz is joining us. You know that name. He's a famed former Chicago Bear and now the mayor of the city of Palatine. And, Mayor, thank you very much for being with us. I know you were out with us when we did our Toys for Tots Christmas show a couple of years ago, and we appreciated that. It was a very successful event. Now, what we need to talk about is this. Palatine, Arlington Heights, and Hoffman Estates have passed resolutions calling on the governor to let you guys, your three municipalities, operate at a different pace than the rest of the openings of the state. Is that a fair way of saying it?
Pretty much, yeah. I think, first, great to talk to you, Ro. I kind of finally made it to the A block of the Ro Khan show. That's a big thing. That's a big deal for me. But
and you missed the A block because my thing didn't work, but that's a separate issue.
No, you're right. So there's the specific things that we're asking for in the governor's order. And by no means is anybody looking to tear up the order and say, we're not going to abide by it. We're going to go rogue. We're going to do what we want to do. We're trying to operate within the confinement of the framework, I should say, of the order. But we're asking for three things. Right now, restaurants are in phase four. They need to be in phase three, in our opinion. If in phase four, they're called out. They're out. I don't believe if we wait all the way till phase four in any capacity, the majority of them are going to make it. I believe Mayor Lightfoot is on record as saying the same thing, that they should not be in phase four. We need to get them moved up to phase three. The second thing is the governor is using, for the Restore Illinois, he's using a more of a geographical map, a four-region map that lumps a lot of municipalities and villages like ours in with the city of Chicago. We're asking that the 11th emergency medical subregions be used. So there's a subregion map that calls out 11 different subregions, and it's really tied into, it's been used for a lot of type of emergencies and those types of situations. That one is more of a like for like. It's where the city of Chicago, their demographics, the type of housing they have, the multi-tenant, those types of things. In Palatine, we have a fair share of that, but we don't have a ton of that. And then the last thing is, all throughout the country, it seems to be 14 days to get from one phase to the next. The metrics of 14 days is being used, and in Illinois, it's 28 days. And I know the governor's been asked a couple of times, why 28 days, and he hasn't really given a true answer as to why it should be 28 days. So we want to see it be 14 days. No, and under all, like I said, the framework of the order stays, you know, face covering, social distancing, max number of people that can gather. None of that's even being discussed. We're trying to take a measured approach, and we're respectfully asking for those three specific things.
Okay, so one of the trustees in the town next to you is a little more animated about it in the story that we've got here from the Daily Herald. But it's, you know, basically saying, hey, this is the rule of one person, right? I can live under the rule of one person. I've heard a lot of rhetoric throughout the last couple of weeks about that from not only people in the clergy, right, and in there have been some state representatives from either Winnebago County or downstate counties that have been saying the same kind of thing. I mean, how much of that is politics versus the practicality of opening up these restaurants? Because I think the rhetoric just makes it, I think the rhetoric makes people seem, which the way you're saying it sounds smart, the rhetoric of we're not going to be, you know, live under, you know, some dictator governor, that makes, I think a lot of people go, what the hell is this guy talking about? We're just trying to stay safe here.
Exactly right, Ro. I think ultimately that's what we want to see. As I said, it's a measured approach. The people who put together this resolution are the managers of those towns you talked about. Hoffman Estates, Arlington Heights, Palatine, Schaumburg are the ones who put this together. They were the architects. They're the professionals that are in the trenches that have no political agenda whatsoever. We're a nonpartisan board in Palatine. We try to stay out of the political end of this thing, but there is no doubt this is a political bomb with what's going on with the COVID. So, you know, you've got the one side that says open up, free America, we need to go ahead and just like it was before 2.5 months ago, and then you got the others who say no, this is absolutely a something to be respected and somewhat feared with regards to the type of havoc it wreaks on someone's immune system. So for every letter, for every correspondence I get saying open up, I get one that says, no, we should be masked and gloved at all times. So when you're a mayor of a town of 68,000 people, you try to listen to everybody. And when we put this together, we tried to stay above the political fray. We didn't want to get into the mix of like what you talked about in one of the neighboring towns. That was not in our discussion yesterday. Our discussion was respectful. The only thing that did come up was we started to get into a little bit more of the practicality. If the restaurants are moved up from phase four to phase three, how do we start allowing, you know, more people into restaurants, or what does that number look like? And we stayed out of that completely. We just want to see it move from phase four to phase three.
Okay. So this is the, and again, we're talking about the phases. People don't all have that flow chart in front of them. And hell, I've studied that flow chart and I still don't 100% understand what that is. But basically that was holding restaurants from opening up until the end of June. Right. That was the idea here. And there was this, and you're talking about this 14 and 28 day differential. And let me just explain that. That's roughly what the governor was saying, was in order for us to keep moving up in these phases, there have to be 14 days of these same metrics happening, where the daily number of cases is flat or goes down, numbers of hospitalizations go down, and then the death rate, which is a trailing indicator of this, because it takes weeks for people to be sick enough to die once they're infected with this. That doesn't really tell you about the trajectory of the disease. That just tells you about the tragedy of that fatality. So what the governor was saying, what he was asking for, was that restaurants not open. And this is specifically about restaurants. And I know that's the big issue here, because restaurateurs are like, what are we going to do? We cannot live on what we're doing here. I get that. I totally understand that. But by the time you get to the end of June, that's when he thought it would be safe to have people, assuming that these metrics all went the same way, we didn't have another firing up of this, that we would be able to sit relatively close to each other in these restaurants. What would you want to see, Mayor Jim Schwantz of Palatine? What would you like to see in the Palatine restaurants in terms of how far people should be apart? Does everybody have to wear a mask inside the restaurant?
Well, we would absolutely look at the restaurants to have specific guidelines developed by the Illinois Department of Public Health and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Those are the experts. You know, I'm not going to get into, we have a Board of Health here in Palatine, but we are not going to step above and beyond what the governor's order lays out. The industry is heavily regulated and it's inspected. So we would use the guidance from the state with regards to that. I mean, truly, we're not going to reinvent the wheel here. We're not trying to be the ones that are out setting the precedent here. I believe the restaurants will figure out a way, whatever those numbers, metrics, whatever the criteria is, the restaurants will figure out a way. Believe me, they're chomping at the bit and they can't wait to get after it, but they want to do it the right way too. Believe me, no restaurant wants to see anybody get sick, whether it's COVID-19 or any type of sickness. They do not want to see anybody get ill, so they're going to do everything they can to go above and beyond whatever it is asked of them to make sure that they open safely.
Okay. Are you having pushback from people on the mask issue? Because I think that's one of the new fronts here on the cultural part of the war against COVID-19, which is that people are like, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to do this. You had some downstate state legislators, as Springfield's coming back into session here, that are saying, I'm not going to wear a mask when I go into the session. Where are you on that? Do you think people should be wearing masks? And how far would the Palatine authorities go to enforce the use of them?
So right now it's any indoor public space or any indoor public space where you can't maintain 6 feet of social distancing is what the order says, and we're abiding by it. So right now if somebody is in a store and they don't have a mask on, the manager or the store owner is asking them to put a mask on, and if they don't put a mask on, the next step then is they ask to leave, and if they don't leave, then they're considered trespassing. So that's kind of the order it goes in. I am unaware of that happening in Palatine to a point where our police have had to go out and remove anybody from establishment. So I think it's been respectfully received, and I, for the most part that I see in the places that I've been and where I go, there doesn't seem to be much of an issue. Now, obviously, I've seen online posts where it's gotten to a point where it's gotten pretty heated. Thankfully, we have not seen that here in Palatine.
Okay. Jim Schwantz is the mayor of Palatine. And look, for people just joining us, I want to just go back to this. When would you like to see restaurants open up? And again, Palatine, Arlington Heights, Hoffman Estates, Schaumburg, they've all passed resolutions, right? Whatever that is, not exactly binding, but it's a resolution to try to get the restaurants open and small businesses open faster. When would you like to see them open?
So that would be if the governor agrees to moving from phase four to phase three, then that would be coming up right away. If he says they stay in phase four, but I'll move the metric from 28 to 14 days, then they move up 14 days from where they would be stuck at the end of June, as you're talking about. If it stays 28 days, then it'll be the end of June. We'd like to see it moved up to phase three, which whenever that is that we're able to get to phase three, then the restaurants would be able to open up.
Sometime right after Memorial Day, it appears. All right.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Mayor. Thank you very much.